Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessens with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of the week. The market caught a cough last week. That is a spelling of COF, or China, oil, and the Fed. On Monday, China's stock market suffered its biggest one-day fall since 2007, as it dealt with a string of poor economic numbers. Like a rookie driver giving passengers whiplash on the downshift, China continues to adjust to a lower growth rate as it transitions to a consumer-led economy. Regarding oil, supply remains ahead of demand, with several OPEC members from the fragile five of Algeria, Iraq, Libya, Nigeria, and Venezuela calling for a special meeting, though don't expect one without Saudi Arabia's support. And the Fed's decision about if and when to raise rates was further complicated by the uncertain health of the global economy. The cough resulted in a week of two halves, with first, a strong sell-off on Monday and Tuesday. It proved benign, however, to weekly stock performance following a sharp move to the upside in the back half, with the S&P 500 ending the week higher by 0.7%, broader energy up 3.5%, and MLPs stronger by 5%. Likewise, oil touched its lowest level since 2009 before surging nearly 17%, closing at $45 per barrel for WTI. The most telling weekly result is the VIX, a measure of market fear, which after spending most of this year below 15, spiked to over 40 before ending the week at 26, an indication there's more volatility ahead. The cough is going to linger. Some energy news from last week. In a bid toward greater vertical integration, the oil field services giant Schlumberger announced the largest transaction last week of $15 billion with the acquisition of Cameron International, an on- and offshore equipment maker with a particular specialty in subsea energy infrastructure. The transaction portends more acquisition of the weak by the strong through the rest of 2015. With fundamentals, the U.S. Baker Hughes oil and gas rig count fell by 8 and oil supply declined by 5.5 million barrels, according to the EIA, both indications that the balance of supply and demand is moving toward equilibrium. With capital markets, activity was sparse due to beachside institutional buyers away from their desks recharging for the autumn campaign. And being the last week of summer, this week should remain light on the news front. A few things to look for. One, second round indications are due in the Williams Company strategic review. Two, a potential unpopular political decision from Washington as the administration takes advantage of the world's inattention as citizens soak up the last few rays of sunshine. And three, we'll get an update from the EIA on the level of U.S. crude oil production for the month of June. We started with China, and it seems apt to end with the Chinese proverb, "May you live in interesting times." Indeed, last week was interesting. We'll be back after the Labor Day.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.